Every great copywriter that I know shares one quality. Every great copywriter shares this one quality. And when I have people come to me and they want to get into copywriting, they want to learn copywriting, and their behavior displays to me that they have not cultivated and developed this quality, I don't know exactly what to say. Like, I don't want to completely shut them down, but I don't have high hopes for their success. So in today's episode, we'll talk about that quality and, in fact, how you can develop it. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay. And you know, I said every great copywriter I know shares this one quality. The reality is it's true of marketers, it's true of entrepreneurs, it's true of business people, it's true of, you know, frankly, almost anybody who becomes successful, at least in my observation, seems to share this one quality. And the quality is resourcefulness. The ability, like, I don't know, I didn't look up a dictionary definition of resourcefulness before I started this, but resourcefulness, what it comes down to is it's your ability and inclination and habit of going out and finding whatever you need to accomplish whatever goal it is. So going out and finding the resources, going out and finding whether that's like training or information or answers to your questions or whatever it is, right? And I open myself up to this by doing the things that I do. I open myself up to a lot of questions from copywriters who are brand new, and I open myself up to you know, people inquiring with me, how do I do this? How do I do this? But I got yet another email, and it was like, I want to be a copywriter. How do I get clients? And the reality is you can search for copywriting clients or whatever on my YouTube channel, on my breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com website. You can like go out and search for this information. You could search on Google, and the reality is you're probably going to find a lot of my content out there, as well as maybe some other good stuff. Like if you don't do that, I worry about your capability, your ability to succeed as a copywriter. Because, so let me tie this directly into the work of copywriting, not even the getting clients part. When I get a project with a client, basically what it is it's this open promise. Hey, I'm going to write some copy for you, and we're going to generate leads, customers, sales, profits, right? Well, in order for me to write that copy, I need to, number one, I need to dig into the product, into the offer. I need to dig into the company story. I need to dig into if there's like a person behind the product. I need to dig into their story. I need to be doing a ton of research there. I need to dig into the market. I need to look at competitive products. I need to look at messages that are out there in the marketplace already. I need to look at all sorts of additional stuff. Right? I need to do a ton of research. I need to be looking for proof points. I need to know what to dig for and then be willing to actually go do the work and do a whole bunch of digging. I need to be willing to search Google 1,000 times over to find that one unique angle, that one unique story, that one unique idea that's going to like jump off the page and get my prospects excited about what it is that I have to say. And the reality is, if you have to write me an email and say, I want to be a copywriter. How do I get clients? You're never going to succeed with that same approach when it comes time to becoming that copywriter, right? Like when it comes time to fulfilling on, oh, I just sold this client copywriting services. How the heck do you expect to actually write good copy? How the heck do you expect to to actually make a marketing message that the market's going to respond to? I'm sorry, but it's true. Like the best copywriter, every great copywriter I know shares this one quality: resourcefulness. Every great copywriter I know shares this one quality of resourcefulness. We become sales detectives. We become like completely immersed in a market. We become completely interested and enamored with figuring out what the interesting story is going to be. And we dive into these things and we go out and we dig up the resources that we need. And, you know, I've actually said it before that I've observed, and I actually heard this from Dan Kennedy. He observed this at one point early on too, that the people who actually buy products and pay for training and pay to go to events and pay to participate in things, they actually tend to be the most successful. And you could argue on one side that, oh, they're the most successful, so they have the money to invest in these things, right? But Dan said that it actually usually doesn't work that way. Oftentimes these people invested in the most things before they even had the money. Like I remember at the Titans of Direct Response, and this was one of many, many conversations I've had similar to this since the Titans of Direct Response. This was in 2014. I wrote the sales letter for Brian Kurtz's event, featured many of the greats of direct marketing, direct response marketing. And it was the event of the decade. Dan Kennedy called it the event of the decade. There was all sorts of things that lined it up, right? So I'm in the lobby at the end of the day one day, and this big hulking bear of a guy, like he comes making a beeline for me across the lobby. And he says, I just need to shake your hand. And he had a great British accent, by the way. He says, I just need to shake your hand because you wrote the sales letter that actually got me to invest in this when I didn't have the money to invest. And I'm so happy that I'm here. I've actually already made my money back. And I know that this is just the beginning for me. And he kind of got made fun of by his girlfriend for being so excited about my sales letter for the Titans of Direct Response and basically being convinced to spend a bunch of money on his American Express card that he didn't have, like money that he didn't have, knowing that he was going to have to pay it off before that bill was due. And by going, essentially committing to himself that he was going to figure out a way to make this pay off. So this was him being incredibly resourceful. Now, I don't suggest you should spend, I don't like spending money, like I don't like going in debt to invest in my own education. But I also understand that this guy, and his name is Dan Meredith, and maybe you know Coffee with Dan on Facebook. And ever since then, he's blown up and he's very successful. And he's called it his Amex gamble. Basically, that he put the money on the American Express, so his back was to the wall, so he had to make it work, so he had to figure out a way to pay it off, and he went to Titans of Direct Response, and he shook my hand in the lobby, and then he actually succeeded, because what he was doing was being resourceful. He said, "Here is an opportunity for me to invest in a resource that I can't even afford right now. But this resource is so important to me that I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to figure it out." And he did. He figured it out. And he displayed this resourcefulness, this quality that has led him to become a great entrepreneur. And he's done copywriting for clients, and he does a lot of other stuff at this point. And then there's folks, you know, like, I don't know, like there's so many different copywriters that I know who are just, they're just incredibly resourceful, and they will almost never just ask someone for something that is immediately available through common public channels. Now, if you want to ask somebody the hard questions, if you want to ask somebody for personalized advice, if you want to ask somebody for something that you've already spent, you know, I've spent 10 hours looking for this and I can't find a good example, or I really respect you, and I have my own answer to this question, but I would love it if you could give me your own take on this question, or something like that, where you're not just asking for like generic information that's easily available with a Google search, but you're asking this person for specific insight from their own experience and perspective. Yeah, then you ask questions like that, right? And that is resourcefulness. So asking questions is not being non-resourceful, right? Like, it doesn't show a lack of resourcefulness to ask questions. Asking questions can be incredibly resourceful if what you're doing is asking a question that you cannot get that exact answer from anybody else, anywhere else, and you've already done the work to try to answer that question from, you know, maybe your own labor, your own resourcefulness, right? And so you have to be willing in your copywriting career, in your business, in your marketing, in whatever it is that you're doing, as well as like in the actual service of doing copywriting or skill of doing copywriting, you have to be willing to be resourceful. You have to be willing to go out there and collect the resources that you need to succeed. And you can't put that on anybody else. You can't put your success in somebody else's hands if you truly want to be successful. Being resourceful is saying, hey, I am claiming responsibility for my success, and I'm going to go out and I'm going to figure out how to make it happen. And then, you know, going out and finding those resources, whether it means consuming free videos on YouTube or signing up for my BTMS Insiders training library and accessing 100 plus hours of training that answer pretty much all these questions in depth with specific action plans in many cases, like maybe it means investing in that. Maybe it means something else entirely. But you have to be resourceful if you want to be successful as a copywriter, as a marketer, as an entrepreneur. And, you know, if you're not, you need to practice it. You need to, you know, before you just ask someone else to do something for you, you need to say, is this something that I can go out and be resourceful and do some research on my own, do some whatever it takes on my own so that I'm maximizing my resourcefulness before I ask someone else for their input. And if you're able to do that, then that's great. That's awesome. And then go out and ask people for their input as well. But don't go out there and just ask other people to gather your resources for you. Because in most cases, you know, number one, they're not necessarily going to be happy to do it. Maybe your loved ones are, right? But a stranger? Absolutely not. And number two, to some degree, you're not respecting their time or their expertise or their talent or their knowledge or any of that if you're not willing to go out and gather the resources yourself and then use their expertise, their talent, their time, their knowledge as an additional resource that can add additional context to what it is that you're looking to do. Okay, I hope all this makes sense. The reality is, if even just by bringing conscious attention to this, I hope that you're able to orient yourself towards being more resourceful in everything that you do. And I know that through time, the more that you cultivate this quality of resourcefulness, the more likely it is that you're able to achieve success in copywriting or any other endeavor. So my name is Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I'd love it if you'd leave a comment or review. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found this and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you going to do differently? Tap the like button before you go so you can get more content like this delivered to you and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. Subscribe here. You can also go to BreakthroughMarketingSecrets.com. Get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including these episode announcements and more exclusive content for email subscribers. Again, this is Roy Furr for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope that I've delivered it here, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next episode. See you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.